Questions 7 and 8. Open space and resource lands can be used to define natural boundaries between urban areas and rural areas. The separation they provide serves to buffer the more intense urban uses and activities from rural and resource uses. Similarly, they can separate different land uses, which might otherwise be incompatible. These lands can similarly provide a distinct break between communities and between neighborhoods to reinforce individual community identity. Moreover, open space designation can complement other regulatory efforts to shape urban growth patterns and limit urban expansion. Permanently protected green belts located on the perimeter of a community can greatly reinforce the role of the urban growth boundary. Limiting the land available for development can help channel development to fill in existing developed areas. Higher densities and more compact patterns can be used to accommodate growth needs, rather than converting open land to urban uses. The more compact patterns will be more efficient to serve and consume less land than the sprawl pattern prevalent in recent years. In addition to containing development, a greenbelt can provide a distinctive, inviting gateway to the community. At the same time, linear open spaces can provide visual or physical connections between different neighborhoods, activity centers, and open space areas. They can facilitate access between areas when foot or bike paths and trails are included. Trails can provide fitness and recreation opportunities and non-motorized access to natural areas, schools, or even commercial and employment centers. A linked system greatly extends opportunities for involvement in urban life and enjoyment of natural beauty.